नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्तापसारिणे श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। प्रहलादानंद महाराज एंड भक्ति महाराज प्लीज सिट ऑन द चेयर्स। Yesterday in our GBC meeting we are discussing about the importance of reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and we became quite painfully aware that nowadays that inclination to read Prabhupada's books is decreasing noticeably. So on behalf of the GBCs, I will request all of you to make it a point to read Srila Prabhupada's books regularly every day. And at that time we also became aware how some leading devotees of our movement are so committed to reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And then we became aware extremely joyfully that Prahladananda Maharaj is so committed to reading Srila Prabhupada's books that he read Bhagavad Gita 150 times. Actually, we know how committed Prahladananda Maharaj is to reading Srila Prabhupada's books and sticking to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, and even quoting with such scholarship from Srila Prabhupada's books. Thank you so much, Prahladananda Maharaj, for leading us in this direction so nicely. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirai. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 13, Text 14. This chapter is entitled as The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Text 14. Karmana Kriti Bhir Vacha Lingair Varna Shramadibhi Na Vidanti Yana Yam Vai Soshav Iti Na Veticha. Karmana Kriti Bhir Bacha Lingair Varna Shramadibhi Na Vidanti Jana Jangvai So Saviti Na Veti Cha Karmana Kriti Bhir Bacha Lingair Varna Shramadibhi Na Vidanti Jana Jangvai So Saviti Na Veti Cha Karmana Kriti Bhir Bacha Lingair Varna Shramadibhi Na Vidanti Jana Jangvai So Saviti Na Veti Cha Lingair Varna Shramadibhi Mataji's Namah Kriti Bhir Bacha to this verse, the verse 12 and 13 don't have a purport, therefore we are not discussing that verse. Generally, we simply speak on Srila Prabhupada's purport, so therefore those two verses we did not discuss before, but I'll read the translation and then I'll go into the translation of this verse and the purport. Text 12 and 13, the translation goes, Prahlad Maharaj, the most dear servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, once went out touring the universe with some of his confidential associates just to study the nature of saintly persons. Thus he arrived at the bank of the Kaveri, where there was a mountain known as Saiha. There he found a great saintly person who was lying on the ground, covered with dirt and dust, but who was deeply spiritually advanced. Then is coming to today's verse. The translation goes, neither by that saintly person's activities, by his bodily features, by his words, nor by the symptoms of his varnashram status, could people understand whether he was the same person they had known. Please repeat after me this verse. Neither by that saintly person's activities, by his bodily features, by his words, nor by the symptoms of his varnashram status, could people understand whether he was the same person they had known. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The inhabitants of that particular place on the bank of the Kaveri in the valley of the mountain known as Saiha were unable to understand whether that saint was the same man they had known. It is therefore said, Vaishnavir Kriya Mudra Vijnana Bujhai. A highly advanced Vaishnava lives in such a way that no one can understand what he is or what he was, nor should attempts be made to understand the past of a Vaishnava. Without asking the saintly person about his previous life, Prahlad Maharaj immediately offered him respectful obeisances. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sharashate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshutarine Bancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo. Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shibashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Narad Muni is instructing on different varnas: Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. And in this chapter, he is describing Sannyas Ashram. And while he is instructing the activities and behavior of a sannyasi, how a sannyasi should act, how a sannyasi should behave, he is citing this particular example that Prahlad Maharaj once came across. He mentioned that in the previously in the scriptures, it has been mentioned that Prahlad Maharaj, while he was traveling around the universe, meeting different saintly personalities, he came across this very strange person who was not moving. He was just staying at one place. He was not making any endeavor for his sustenance. And that activity is called Ajagar Vritti. Ajagar means a python. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rash Bihari Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Shri Shri Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Shri Nishinga Bhagavan Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So that person is just lying down at one place, not making any endeavor. for his sustenance. Just like a python. The python stays at one place. And it is said that the food comes to the python's mouth. Of course, even a python makes an endeavor. A python actually hypnotizes the animal. And with his breathing, inhaling very, very powerfully, he brings that animal close to the python, close to his mouth, and it swallows. But this person was not making any endeavor whatsoever. He was just lying down. So Prahlad Maharaj could understand that that person has accepted the Ajagar Vritti. The Ajagar Vritti means occupation of a python. Vritti means occupation. And Ajagar means python. But he noticed very surprisingly that that person was quite fat, quite robust, quite strong. So generally a person who doesn't make any endeavor for his food and maintenance, they become emaciated because they don't get food. But that person was quite healthy and fat. So that surprised him, and he asked him, how was that? Later on, that aspect will come. That person actually explained why he was like that. Because he just accepted whatever came on his way. Oh. Hare Krishna, maybe I should have asked whether the sound is clear. Is it clear now? Did everybody hear what I said before? Okay. So this person was, he just mentioned that he simply depends upon Krishna. Sometimes he gets some food, he eats it. When he doesn't get the food, he doesn't eat. Sometimes he lies in bare ground. Sometimes he lies just on leaves. Sometimes he lies on just ashes, pile of ashes. And sometimes he also lives in a palace. So in this way we can see what should be the attitude of a Vaishnava. The impersonalists reject materialistic way of life. What to speak of materially opulent situation. But here you can see a devotee is just open to anything that comes to him, because he accepts everything as Krishna's mercy. Sometimes he has hardship, sometimes he has comfort. Sometimes he is in a very difficult situation. Sometimes he is in a very pleasant situation. But in either cases, he is unperturbed. Udashin. Udashin, the word Udashin means unconcerned and unperturbed. Why? Because he accepts everything as Krishna's mercy. Whereas the non-devotees, especially the Mayavadis, they make a very, very obvious effort to get rid of materialistic comforts. And their condition has been described as prapanchika taya buddha hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshubhi parityago vairagyam phalgu kathate. Prapanchika taya buddha, considering everything to be material, prapanchik, material, they even reject hari sambandhi vastuna, the articles that are in relation to Hari, Krishna. And mumukshubhi, why do they do that? In order to become liberated. Mumukshubhi parityago, they reject that, desiring for liberation. But Rupa Goswami is saying that that kind of attitude is false renunciation. That's a pretentious, pretending renunciation. Falgu, it's not there, it's not renunciation. It's just a show. They're not renounced. On the other hand, a devotee's renunciation has been pointed out. That anna bhilashita shunnam jnana karmad anabritam anukullena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. He rejects any desire for his sense gratification. That's what one needs to give up, not for his own comfort, own senses. And he accepts everything in relation to Krishna. So that is the attitude of a devotee. That he is accepting everything in relation to Krishna, and that is the real renunciation. I am missing that particular verse that I was trying to remember. Pralalananda Maharaj, that prapanchikataya buddha and anashaktasya vishayan. Yeah, thank you so much. I told you. Pralalananda Maharaj ki jai once again. Anashaktasya vishayan. Becoming detached from the objects of sense gratification. Objects of the senses. Vishaya means objects of the senses. Anashakta, becoming detached, becoming unconcerned. And jatharham upajunjate, he accepts everything, whatever is necessary. Nirbandha Krishna sambandhe, not for his own sense pleasure, but in relation to Krishna. And nirbandha Krishna sambandhe, and that is known as yuktam vairagyam uchyate. That is the yukta vairagya. The detachment in relation to Krishna. So that is the status, that is the attitude of a devotee. He doesn't falsely renounce anything, but he does everything in relation to Krishna. In that respect, we can also consider Prabhupada's statement. Prabhupada once mentioned that if I was sitting on the bank of the Ganges under a tree, I would have been extremely happy. I would have been perfectly content. But then you all wouldn't have come. Srila Prabhupada had to give up that life which is the most exalted life for a Vaishnava, living in Vrindavan, in Radha Damodar temple, just next to Rupa Goswami's Samadhi and Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. What can be more exalted a place than that for a Vaishnava? But Prabhupada left that. That's such an such a wonderful life in Vrindavan. And he went to America. Not only he went to America, he went to America in total uncertainty. He didn't have any money with him. Not a penny with him. Although we know that Prabhupada had $40, but was a 40 rupees. But what was the value of that 40 rupees in America? Prabhupada couldn't go to a bank and or a currency exchange place and say, can you please... It was nothing but a piece of paper there. He didn't even have a single penny with him. He didn't even know where he was going to stay. The only person that Prabhupada knew, he just wrote to him. And there was no guarantee that the person would receive his letter and respond favorably. Fortunately, that person did. When Prabhupada arrived in New York, that person sent a travel agent to receive Prabhupada and put him in a bus to where he was staying in Bakla, Pennsylvania. But Prabhupada didn't go to America to just stay there in somebody's house. He stayed there for a while, but then he moved out of that place. He went to New York, another uncertainty. He got to know one Indian sadhu, Indian yoga teacher, Dr. Mishra, who was a medical doctor, but he went to America and he gave up his medical profession and started to teach yoga. And he had an ashram called Ananda Ashram. And Prabhupada just went and stayed there. Not also for a long time, just a couple of weeks. That's how Prabhupada started. Like, we can see the contrast. In one hand, he had such a wonderful situation in Vrindavan. And where did he go to? In total uncertainty in America, where he didn't know where he was going to stay, what he was going to eat. And that's how he started his preaching mission. So this is the attitude of a devotee. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe. He doesn't care for his personal comfort or favorable situation. All he is concerned about is just how to promote Krishna consciousness. A Uttamadhikari devotee doesn't do that. A first class devotee, Uttamadhikari doesn't do that. They behave in a completely different way, as we are seeing this saintly person. As we have seen with Rishabh Dev, as we have seen with Bharat Maharaj's son, Sumati. They were just, as we have seen with the four Kumaras and so forth. They don't have any external consideration. They don't have any external consciousness. They just behave like a madman. And that stage is called Abadhuta stage. But in order to preach, an Uttamadhikari devotee like Srila Prabhupada comes down to the Madhyamadhikar platform to preach. An Uttamadhikari cannot preach because he sees that everybody else is a devotee, but he himself couldn't become a devotee. Sarva bhuteshu ja pashyet bhagavad bhavam atmanah. He sees that everybody else is a pure devotee because he sees how everybody else is actually functioning in this divine arrangement of Krishna. Therefore, they cannot preach. Rather, they remain completely absorbed and behave like a madman. Hashati roti rodati iti unmadavat nittati. He is sometimes like a madman. He laughs He cries. He rolls in the ground. He rolls on the ground. He dances like a madman. Therefore, Uttamadhikari devotee comes down to the Madhyamadhika platform, because there, Madhyamadhika platform, he makes a discrimination. Who is a devotee, who is innocent, and who is offensive to Krishna. And accordingly he behaves. With the devotees, towards the devotees, he has maitri, friendship. With the balish, to the innocent, or those who are innocent but favorable to Krishna, they can become favorable to Krishna consciousness. To them, he bestows their mercy. And to the offenders, he avoids. There are three types of people in the world. Devotees, innocent, and offenders. So Madhyamadhika devotee makes the discrimination, and he bestows his mercy upon the innocent. He shows his friendship towards the devotees, and he avoids the non-devotees, meaning the offenders. So in this way, we can see that how the most exalted personalities come down to this material platform in order to bestow their mercy to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, just as Srila Prabhupada did, and just as Srila Prabhupada's loyal followers are doing. This is how this movement is going to spread all over the world. And a time will come when the whole world will become Krishna conscious. Every town and village. Hare Krishna. Since it is the GBC meeting time, I won't invite any question and comments. Thank you very much, because many GBC members are here and they have to go to the meeting in time. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare.